This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Christina N. Knapp, Movement Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided August 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. One in Division Christina N. Knapp, Movement Appellant, v. Number SD38589, State of Missouri, filed August 29, 2025, Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Lawrence County. The Honorable David A. Cole, Judge affirmed Christina N. Knapp, appeals the Circuit Court of Lawrence County's motion courts, denial of her amended motion for post-conviction relief, filed pursuant to Rule 24.035, following an evidentiary hearing. 1. In a single point on appeal, Knapp claims the motion court clearly erred in denying her amended Rule 24.035 motion, because counsel coerced her into pleading guilty, rendering her guilty plea unknowing, unintelligent, and involuntary. Finding no clear error, we affirm the motion court's denial of post-conviction relief. 1. All references to rules are to Missouri Court Rules, 2025. 2. Factual background and procedural history. The underlying offense. On August 16, 2020, Knapp, along with multiple other defendants, was involved in events resulting in serious physical injury to one victim and death to a second victim, both from gunshot wounds. The victims were held at gunpoint and tortured on property owned by Knapp and then driven to a wooded location and shot. The charges and plea hearing, Knapp was charged by indictment with 9 counts arising from events that occurred on August 16, 2020. Knapp was charged with murder in the first degree, count Y, armed criminal action, counts the 2, IV, 6, and the 8th, assault in the first degree, count 3, robbery in the first degree, count 5, kidnapping in the first degree, count 7th, and unlawful possession of a firearm, count 9. 2. After plea negotiations ensued between the state and Knapp, the state made a final plea offer, which Knapp accepted. At the plea hearing on February 1, 2022, before the trial court judge was also the motion court judge. Knapp entered guilty pleas to robbery in the first degree, count V, and kidnapping in the first degree, count 7th, in exchange for the state dismissing the remaining 7 counts and the state recommending to the trial court that Knapp be sentenced to 15 years imprisonment on count 5 and 10 years imprisonment on count 7th, each sentence to run consecutively to the other. 2. See sections 565.020, 571.015, 565.050, 570.23, 565.110, and 571.070, respectively. All references to statutes are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise specified, including changes effective January 1st, 2017. 3. Prior to pleading guilty, Knapp filled out a petition to enter plea of guilty, which was admitted into evidence during the plea hearing. Also during the hearing, Knapp was informed of the constitutional and other rights she was giving up by pleading guilty and the possible range of punishment for the offenses she was charged with. Knapp then admitted that she had received a copy of the charges against her and that she had read the indictment and understood her charges and the possible range of punishment for each charge, including life imprisonment on count V. Knapp further admitted plea counsel had explained to her the offenses she was charged with and the punishment that could be assessed on each charge, that she had a constitutional right to a jury trial, among other accompanying rights, and that plea counsel had advised her that she may plead not guilty and have a jury trial, and that, as he will represent me and conduct the trial of the case. Knapp stated she was satisfied that counsel had properly represented and advised her, had done everything she could have done in defending her, and had not persuaded or induced her to plead guilty against her will. The trial court asked Knapp if anyone had made any threats, any promises, used any force or coercion to get her to plead guilty today against her will. Knapp responded, other than maybe possibly getting convicted of more, no. The trial court then further explained, the court, well, I understand that is the nature of plea agreements sometimes, Ms. Knapp, but you understand that you do have the right to plead not guilty and we can have this jury trial. In fact, we are scheduled for a jury trial in a couple of weeks. Do you understand that? Knapp, I understand, Your Honor. The court, has anybody done anything to get you to plead to enter this plea against your will? 4. Knapp, no, Your Honor. The state then outlined the factual basis to support a finding of guilty as to the offenses of robbery and kidnapping. If the state had to try this case, the state would call all endorsed witnesses. We would expect the testimony to be as follows. Cumulatively, the witnesses would testify that on August 16th, 2020, Knapp, acting in concert with Gary Hun,